Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 1, beginning in verse 1 today. We're going to be looking at the first three verses, really the first 13 verses is kind of the beginning of the gospel, to use the terminology that he has in the text here. But these first three verses we've entitled this study for today, It Is Written, and looking at some of the we mentioned earlier, he didn't use a lot of go back to the Old Testament, pull prophecy in, but he does a little bit here. But he begins in verse 1 by saying this is the beginning of the gospel or the good news. It's the beginning because Mark knew it was the first gospel. It's the beginning because he doesn't start the way the other books start, as we've already pointed out, or maybe it's just this is how the gospel began. He starts in Mark, but continues all the way to today, and he's going to eventually, over Mark 16 and verse 15, really talk about the spreading of this gospel, how it should go forward. But the gospel of the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of course, maybe it'd be better if we put that as Jesus the Christ. And that term Christ is not just his last name. It's an important word for us to understand.
Yeah, it's a title. Jesus the Christ would be, like you said, a better thing, because it, we think about that as being his last name. But Christ has more to do with his title as Messiah, as mm-hmm. the chosen one, who's going to be the Savior, and so
anointed. It just means anointed one, like Messiah does.
But it's more towards the Gentiles, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, because it's the Greek word,
right? And so that's one that is going to be obviously an emphasis. It's in our keyword list. Obviously, the Christ is going to be an emphasis in the gospel, but it's important to note that he's already telling you, by the way, this is the Christ, and you'll have to make that your own conclusion about that. But this is who that is.
Yeah. So if you were translating a Hebrew book that had the word Messiah in it into Greek, you would have translated into this word. That's transliterated into English, Christ. And then in verse 2, he says, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I send my messenger ahead of you, you prepare the way. So I want you to turn back to the Old Testament, Garrett, and he's got quotes from two different passages here, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3, and also Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1, if you would read Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3 when you get there, and then we'll.
Yeah.
Actually, Isaiah 3 and 4, 40 verses 3 and 4.
Isaiah 40, 3 and 4 says this: a voice is calling, make the way for the Lord in the wilderness, make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and let every rough road become a plain, and let the rugged terrain a broad valley.
And then over in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1, kind of a similar idea.
Yeah, he says, behold, I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come into his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
Okay, you also might write down in your Bibles to look at Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5, that last prophecy that we get from Malachi, and then centuries of silence until verse 4, and John the Baptist is going to show up. You also might write down Mark chapter 9, verses 11 through 13. But nonetheless, whenever we get there, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But mm-hmm. What he's saying here in these first three verses is, is that the beginning of the gospel or the good news about Jesus really didn't begin with Jesus. It was to let you know that the Messiah was on the way. God had told you back in Isaiah and in Malachi that there was going to be a messenger sent before him to prepare the way. And back in the old days, when a king was coming down the road, that's what they do. They'd send a crew out and they'd fill in the potholes and move the limbs. And so he had as smooth a ride as possible. Mm-hmm. That's in essence what John was going to do.
Yeah, he's obviously, and we see from other gospels that he had come before Jesus. He was older than Jesus, but that's his purpose is to prepare everyone and to prepare the people and the place, I guess, for the coming of Jesus. John is very humble, and we see that in the next verses. But he in no way, you know, makes any points about how that he's that guy. People may have supposed that he was, but he's pointing everybody to Jesus, making sure that everybody knows that he's the guy. And then whenever Jesus does come, he's very clear about, hey, you remember the guy that I've been telling you about? This is him.
Yeah, and that's what John, there's great lessons there from John about that, but the fact that he was always pointing people to Jesus himself. But he had a job to do, and that was to do that very thing, point people towards Jesus. And this is how it all begins. That's what the last message in Malachi chapter 3 and Malachi chapter 4, the last message that we got from an inspired writer of God told us, all right, there's going to be some silence here, but this is how you'll know that we're starting towards that process of getting the Messiah there is when you see this guy that fits this bill and so many things that, you know, one like Elijah, and a lot of comparisons we could make there. But again, this is all pointing the way that this is the right time, the right place, and the right things are happening as was prophesied in the Old Testament.
Yeah, it's all coming together. John was just the one that he was the last puzzle piece, I guess, as far as prophecies are concerned before Jesus made his way there.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about John in our next episode. For now, though, we appreciate you studying along with us today as we are looking in the Gospel of Mark. Appreciate if you would like, share, subscribe, do all the things, comment, whatever it is that will help get this message out, that you'll tell others about Scripture Spotlight. Most of all, we hope that you will dedicate 5 to 10 minutes with us every day, whether you're getting ready for work, driving to school, relaxing in the evening, mowing the yard, whatever it might be that you're doing, that you'll spend 5 to 10 minutes with us every day as we look to see what God's message for us is in His Word, particularly as we learn about Jesus in the Gospel of Mark on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.